ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. விவேகச்சூடாமணி ஸ்லோகா 354. த்வமஹமிதமிதீயம் கல்பனா புத்தி தோஷாத் பிரபவதி பரமாத்மன் யத்வயே நிர்விசேஷே பிரவிலசதி சமாதாவஸ்ய சர்வோ விகல்பஹ விலயனமுபகச்சேத் வஸ்து தத்வாவத்ருத்யாம். சங்கராச்சாரியா டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி ப்ராசஸ் ஆஃப் நிர்விகல்பக சமாதி. இட் இஸ் கால்ட் நிர்விகல்பா பிகாஸ் in this state the divisions are resolved. Vikalpa means divisions. So in the form of pramata, pramanam, prameyam, dhyata, dhyanam, dhyeyam, karta, karanam, karyam, by now all these terms should be very familiar to you. So the triputi vikalpaha, in English the subject, object, the instrument, connecting them. So he says ம் அகம் இதம் இதி இயம் கல்பனா. கல்பனா மீன்ஸ் விகல்பா. சோ யூ திஸ் ஐ தட் இஸ் தி செகண்ட் பர்சன் தேர்ட் பர்சன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் ஆல் தட் தீஸ் விகல்பா பிரபவதி தே அரைஸ். சோ பரமாத்மனி வேர் டு தே அரைஸ்? இன் தி பரமாத்மா. புத்தி தோஷாத் பிகாஸ் தி ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் அஜ்ஞானம் which is the defect of the intellect. So, buddhi dosha. That is why we say the problem is intellectual problem and so solution also should be intellectual. Buddhi doshat, buddhi gata ajnanat, because of ignorance, the duality arises in the atma. And what type of atma it is? Nirviseshe advaye paramatmani. In the atma, which is without any visesham, nirviseshe, without any attributes, and also advaye, without any second thing, in the non-dual, attributeless atma, plurality arises because of ignorance. And what are we trying to do in samadhi? Samadhau pravila sati sati, sati saptami, seventh case, when samadhi shines, that is in the samadhi state. When samadhi shines means it is in the samadhi state. Sarvaha vikalpaha vilayanam upagachet. All divisions, all dualities or pluralities, they are all resolved. And how do you resolve them? Not by remaining thoughtless, but how do we do it? Vastu tattva avadritya. By ascertaining the nature of the vastu. Vastu is atma swarupa avadritya. Therefore, by ascertaining the nature of the atma, the duality is resolved. And what do we mean by that? Aham satyam jagan mithya. Just as whatever I experience in swapna, in the dream, is born out of me and resolves into me. Similarly, whatever I experience in jagrat, in the waking state also, is born out of me and resting in me. There is no difference between Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha, and we should not ask how it is true. If one has done enough of Shravanam and Mananam, actually in the Mandukya Karika second chapter, is exclusively to show that Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha are essentially the same. Swapna appears real when we are in dream, in Swapna. And the same way, Jagrat appears real when we are in Jagrat, in the waking state. In dream, waking is not there, and in waking, dream is not there. Who is common to both, however? I, the observer, alone is common. Therefore, Aham Satyam Jagan Mithya. It is experienced. But experience does not prove reality. Swapna is experienced, but it is unreal. So it is very clear that experience does not prove reality. Vishvam pashyati karya karanataya swaswami sambandataha shishya acharya tatha tataiva pitru putra adhyatmana bedataha. In Dakshinamurti Stotra we saw that. So pita, putra, mata, putri, husband, wife, all these are all what? Swapne ஜாகிரதிவா ஏஷ புருஷா மாயா பரிப்ராமிதா. இன் மை இன்வொகேஷன் ஆஃப் மை ஹையர் நேச்சர் ஆல் தீஸ் ரிலேஷன்ஸ் த த்ரிபுடி தே ஆல் மஸ்ட் டிசால்வ். தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் இட் ஹியர் வஸ்து தத்துவம் அவதிருத்தியா ரீகலெக்ஷன் லிட்டரலி அவதிருத்தியா லிட்டர்ஸ் டு திஸ் அசர்டைன்மெண்ட். அண்ட் ஒய் டு வி யூஸ் த வேர்ட் அசர்டைன்மெண்ட் அகெயின் டியூரிங் ஸ்ரவணம் ஐ ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி நோன் திஸ் ஃபேக்ட் தட் ஃபேக்ட் வாட் எவர் ஐ ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி நோன் த்ரூ ஸ்ரவணம் ஐ ஆம் அசர்டைனிங் நவ். பை திஸ் அசர்ஷன் ஆல் ப்ளூராலிட்டி ஆல் ரிலேஷன்ஸ் பி ரெடியூஸ் டு மியர் நாம ரூபா தே பிகம் இன்சிக்னிஃபிகண்ட். தட் மீன்ஸ் தே லூஸ் தர் கெப்பாசிட்டி டு டீப்லி டிஸ்டர்ப் மீ லைக் எ மூவி. Seeing the movie, I may even shed tears seeing the hero or heroine in the movie. But it does not create a deep scar in me. When I come out of the movie, I know it is only a movie. The very same dead actress is going to act in the very next movie. I know that. Similarly, the whole life is a story. If one says real life is difficult to think like that, then the Vedanta never says it is easy. But it is well worth it. Otherwise, one has to go through the suffering. Shloka 355. Shanto dhanta paramuparataham shanti yukta samadhim kurvan nityam kalayati yatihi swasya sarvatma bhavam tena vidyati mirajanitan sadhu dhagdva vikalpan பிரம்மா கிருத்யா நிவசதி சுகம் நிஷ்கிரியோ நிர்விகல்பா. யதிஹி சமாதிம் குர்வன். யதிஹி மீன் சன்னியாசி. As he said earlier, Shankaracharya assumes that the seeker has come to sannyasa ashrama now. Perhaps he is too optimistic. யததே இதி யதிஹி, the one who struggles, who is obsessed with Vedantic pursuit, such involved, sincere, very obsessed, committed person, serious seeker, he is called an yatihi. Such a yati, samadhim kurvan, he does the samadhi abhyasa to remove the habitual emotional problem. Samadhim kurvan, practices samadhi. Not only that, at regular intervals, he checks up whether சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி இஸ் தேர் ப்ராப்பர்லி இன் ஹிம் ஆர் நாட். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் இன் தி சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி ஆல்சோ த தேர்ட் ஒன் பர்டிகுலர்லி நேம்லி தி சமாதி ஷட்க சம்பத்தி இஸ் பீயிங் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம்லி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். திஸ் பர்சன் ஷுட் செக் வெதர் ஹி ஹேஸ் ஷமஹா மைண்ட் கண்ட்ரோல் தமஹா சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன் கண்ட்ரோல். ஸோ ஹி சேஸ் சாந்தா ஹேவிங் எ பேலன்ஸ்டு மைண்ட் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் வயலண்ட் இமோஷன்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் அ வயலண்ட் இமோஷன்? இட் இஸ் அன் இமோஷன் which takes place at the level of the three instruments, manaha, vak and kaya. Kaya means sharira. So it raises in the mind, it overflows in words, then the person grumbles, blabbers, shout. And at the physical level also, as Arjuna did in the first chapter, siddhanti mama gatrani mukancha parishushyati vepatushya sharire me romaharshasya jayate. So psychosomatic conditions, so a violent emotion goes beyond mind, then we are seriously lacking shama. And if we have shama, sense mind control, emotions will still come, like anger and all may still come, but they will raise at the mental level, and before they flow out, either in the form of words or actions, I will be able to handle and manage them. That is called a balanced mind, samatvam. That is shantihi. And dantaha. Dantaha means management of the sense organs, especially the mouth, both the eating mouth and the talking mouth. So dantaha, sensory discipline. And then uparataha. Uparataha means withdrawn from an extrovert life. When the life is too much extroverted, too much of activity, a fast life, then naturally I won't have time for leisurely activities at all. Any study requires stress-free mind. So uparataha. Uparataha means stress-free, relaxed or a leisurely mind, not a restless mind. And that should be param. Param, that is very important. It should be very quiet. And many people translate uparati as as sannyasa also. But we may take it as a relaxed, leisurely, very deep mind, as in transcendental meditation and all that. So to find the deep inner relaxation, they say that 30-minute relaxation is equivalent to hours of sleep in transcendental meditation. So uparati. Uparati means here relaxation. Then kshantihi. Kshantihi means titiksha. All come in actually in the samadhi, shatka sampatti in there is shama, dama, uparama, titiksha, all of them. So titiksha means not perturbed by opposite experiences. Not allowing the environment to disturb me. People's behavior, people's language, conditions at home and outside. No one will like to behave as I want. That is the reality. If anyone has someone like me, like that, that means that person has got a temporary good prarabdha. That's all it means, which will go later. So learn to brush aside these disagreements and ignore them. So kshama. Shraddha is not mentioned here. Then samadhim, chitta samadhanam or samadhi abhyasam kurvan. Therefore samadhi abhyasa is defined here as nothing but practicing the sixth qualification of samadhi shatka sadhana, samadhi shatka sampatti. So that means if before coming to Vedanta, I have samadhi shatka sampatti, I don't require samadhi abhyasa at all. Only for those for whom sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is weaker, samadhi abhyasa is a must. So it is not mandatory. And when does he practice? Nitya. Nitya means constantly, very regularly, consistently. Yatihi kurvan. And what does he do in this sannyasa abhyasa? Swasya sarvatma bhavam kalayati. He recollects, invokes, kalayati. He invokes, he brings to his mind. That means he has to entertain thoughts. And what thought he entertains in samadhi abhyasa? Svasya sarvatma bhavam. My sarvatma bhava, I have to invoke. What is sarvatma bhava? We have seen this earlier. Sarvam atma iti bhavaha. I, the atma, is everything. I plus different names and forms is equal to the world. Just as swapna prapancha is nothing but the waker plus nama rupa alone. Pashyan atmani mayaya bahurivod bhutam yata nidraya. So that's what we have already seen that thing earlier in the Dakshinamurti Stotra. So I am everything. This he has to invoke. Then what is the advantage? So when this focused recollection in a specially designed atmosphere, when person does this, the impact is very high. And because of that impact, tena, sarvatma bhava abhyasena, by invoking this sarvatma bhava, vikalpan sadhu dagdva, he burns down all the plurality. That is, they are all reduced to namarupa. They are not substances at all. Sadhu means totally, thoroughly, comprehensively or fully. So he burns all plurality because avidya timira janitan, the plurality triputi is born out of avidya timiram, the darkness of ignorance, avidya. So the avidya timiram has created a seeming plurality out of one. And when that is removed, the triputi is dissolved. So avidya timira janitan vikalpan sadhu dhaktva. Then what does he say? Since there is no plurality, I alone am there. The non-dual I alone am there. Just as waking from a dream, I know I alone am there in the room. The thief I got frightened of in the dream, it is not different from my mind. The tiger that chased me in the dream is not different from my mind either. I am Advaitam. So Brahma, this is Brahma Kriya, I abide in the form of Brahman. So Brahma Kritya, I abide in the form of Brahman. Akritya means Rupena. Brahma Rupena Saha Yatihi Nivasati. He lives. Not that in the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi he is Brahman. Other times he is not. No. I have been Brahman, But in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, I recollect that higher nature of mind. So, Brahma Akritya Sukham Nivasati. Sukham is actually adverbial. It qualifying Nivasati. So, Sukham Nivasati, comfortably he remains. What do we mean by that? Nishkriyaha, without any kriya. And Nirvikalpaha, without any duality. So, if I am a waker, Jagrat Prapanja will be there. If I am a dreamer, Swapna Prapanja will be there. If I am a sleeper, Sushupti Prapanja will be there. If I am Turiyam, Nanta Pragyam, Nabahir Pragyam. So, Nirvikalpaha means Triputi Rahitaha, Ahameva Asmi. This is Sadhana Abhyasa, Samadhi Abhyasa. So, Shankaracharya deals with the topic very elaborately actually up to Shloka 417, as we mentioned earlier. Shloka 356.
Samahitaye pravilapya bahyam shrotradicheta swamaham chidatmani tayeka mukta bhava pasha bandaihi nanyetu paroksha katha bidhayinaha.
Samahitaha e. So these meditations, nididhyasaka samahitaha, they remain, these meditators, they all remain in samadhi or remain in akandakara vrittihi. Aham brahmasmi iti vritti. So, pravilapya, by dissolving all the triputi, and what make up the triputi? Bahyam, the external world, that is number one. And shrotradi chetaka, the internal and external organs. Shrotradi refers to all bahya karanani. Chetaha refers to antakaranam. So they all dissolve. That is number two. And swam aham, one's own ahankara, which refers to the subject. Therefore, bahyam refers to object. Shrotradi chetaha refers to the instrument. And aham means ahankara, the subject. So thus the subject, object, instrument, triputi, so karta, karma, karanam, triputi, pravilapya, they dissolve. Where? Chidatmani, in the chidatma, their own higher I, the word aham refers to ahankara, and the chidatma refers to sakshi. Aham is the lower I, and chidatma is the higher I. The lower I is resolved into the higher I. The chidabhasa, it is resolved in the chit. And having resolved, what do they do? Samahitaha. They remain in that condition for as long a time as possible. That is, you invoke your higher nature and remain for long. And when you invoke your higher nature, then the ahankara will become what? It will be insignificant. Like looking at the earth from the moon. This is the method of samadhi. And te eva muktaha. Because of repeated invocation of the higher I, the bhava pasha, the worldly ties, I, my family, my children, my house, my dog, all of them, they just break off. Therefore, bhava pasha bandaihi te eva muktaha. They alone become liberated. Te eva muktaha. The idea is what? One should spend more time in the higher I. Then alone, nididhyasanam will work. If I invoke for 23 hours in a day, my wife I, my husband I, my father I, and maybe weekly 1 hour between 7 to 8 or 9 to 10, I invoke the higher I, naturally it is very difficult. Even a smallest problem will make us forget. Viveka Chudamani. So, te eva, those who invoke more of Atma only are free from bhava samsara pasha bandaha. Then what about others? Anye. Anye means others. Those who approach Vedanta casually, they are only parokshya kathabi dayinaha. So for them, Vedanta is a mere lip service. Parokshya katha, it is an objective story. Parokshya katha means objective story. So dealing with some Atma, it is not dealing with themselves. They will say that there is an Atma which is ever liberated. And what about I? I am a samsari. That's what they will say. For them, moksha appears only as a possibility. They claim themselves to be an eternal sadhaka. At no time they can claim that they are free. So what is the method of freedom? More invocation of the higher I called samadhi abhyasa. So anye na. Complete the sentence actually by adding anye bhava pasha bandaihi na. Na muktaha, muktaha. The others are never liberated. They are only talkers of Vedanta. Paroksha katabi dhayinaha. They talk of Vedanta. They have not internalized the teaching. To put it in another language, they have jnanam, but they don't have jnana nishta. Sloka 357. Upadi bedat svayameva vidyate. Chopadhyapohe svayameva kevalaha. Tasmat upadher vilayaya vidvan. Vaset sada kalpa samadhi nishtaya. Here Shankaracharya points out that I enjoy a personality only because of this upadhi. Upadhi means medium. Intrinsically, I don't have a personality at all. I have no individuality also. Any such attribute to me is either because of the sthula sharira proximity, that I am a male or female, young or old, fat or lean, so sthula sharira dvara. Similarly, because of sukshma sharira association, I have got attributes like what? Ragi, dveshi, kami, krodhi, all that. Similarly, with karana shariram, I am seen as a sleeper, I am seen as an ajnani. So, but if I look at myself from my own standpoint, I am personalityless. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, upadhi bedat, because of distinct upadhis, the bodies, swayam eva vidyate. I, the Atma, Swayam, seems to be a specific individual with my own private personality, differentiating me from all other individuals. They say that our thump impression is the most unique in the world. How great the world that lot should be. There are over 5 billion humans, still we have got this unique thump impression. Caused by what? The body, the shariram. So, upadhi apohe. When I look at myself separating me from the upadhi, when the bodies are negated, when in samadhi abhyasa, I deliberately withdraw my physical body in samadhi abhyasa, and from my sense organs, from my mind and from my thoughts, each one is upadhi apohaha. And when I withdraw from all the upadhis, what is my personality? Just as in sleep, I don't have any personality. In samadhi, I don't have any also. The only difference is what? In samadhi abhyasa, I entertain the thought that I am the attributeless sakshi. The experience is the same in both. But here I invoke the thought, akanda akara vrittihi. I am the attributeless consciousness. Therefore, upadhi apohe sati. Again, sati saptami. Svayam eva kevalaha. I am the non-dual consciousness or the attributeless sakshi, and I don't have any location. Asino duram vrajati shayano yati sarvataha. I don't have any location, limitation, form or shape. So what do you do? Tasmati vidvan. Therefore the wise person, the vidvan, who has become a jnani through shravanam and mananam, but has not become a jnana nishta yet. If there is nishta, no samadhi abhyasa is required. Since he is not one, what should he attempt? Upadevi layaya. For the sake of negating the upadhi or withdrawing from the upadhi, deliberately withdraws from every personality. He has to withdraw from every personality. That's what he is trying to do, to withdraw from every personality. And mano buddhi ahankara cittani naham nacha shrotra jihve nacha grana netre. So these are all shlokas we have quoted very often. So for the sake of that withdrawal, sada vaset, he should constantly remain in what? In akalpa samadhi nishtaya. Nirvikalpa samadhi nishtaya vaset. As often as possible, let him dismiss the worldly personality. See it as temporary, perishable, sorrow-giving thing. So, you know, rinanu bandharupena pashu patni sutalayaha. Because of prarabdha, the personality comes. Once the prarabdha goes, that goes away also. So, dismissing the worldly personality completely, let him invoke his real personality, which is not personality at all. And what is that? Brahma Swarupam. Samadhi Abhyasam Kuriyat. That is the essence. In all these slokas, the essence is what? Practice Samadhi Abhyasa. Sloka 358. Sati Sakto Naro Yati Sadbhavam Heka Nishtayam Kitako Brahmaram Jayannam Prabharatvaya Kalpate. Here Shankaracharya points out, whichever personality one dwells upon, most of the time, that becomes your prominent primary personality, as good as second nature. And all other personalities, they become a disguise, vesham. And we can decide which one should be primary and which one the vesham, the drama. If one wants to invoke the husbandhood, constantly think of what? The wife, wife dhyanam. Then one will find husband personality prominent. Similarly, fatherhood, officerhood, Vedanti studenthood, all, they become drama. Then, who are you really then? Father, mother, therefore, we choose our personality. So, a samadhi abhyasakaha, he has chosen to invoke the Vedantic I. He wants to reduce the others to mere role-playing only. And the primary condition required for that is what? Is the time that one dedicates and the sincerity one dedicates. And for this, Shankaracharya gives an example known as Brahmara Kitaka Nyayaha. Worm wasp. This is based on a particular theory. We don't know whether it is fact or not, it seems. The wasp, the bee, that brings a small worm and puts within its nest. The worm tries to get out. But the wasp does not allow that to get out. It remains on the top. And whenever the worm tries to come out, it gives a sting. And because the worm receives a sting, off and on, the worm has got only one thought. What is that? When will the wasp sting me again? It doesn't know. Therefore, it has got sada brahmara dhyanam. What has got? The ketakaha, the worm. And because of constant brahmara dhyanam, after some time, the kita becomes a brahmaraha. So, as you think, so you become. Remember that proverb again. Actually, watch your thought, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habit. Watch your habit, it becomes your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Yes, given this earlier also, the same thing. That means you become that. This is called Brahmara Kita Nyayaha. In the 17th chapter also Krishna says, Yoya Chraddasayeva Saha. Similarly, the Nididhyasaka, he applies Brahmara Kita Nyaya and he is comparable to a worm. All the time affected by situations, all the time afraid of predators. And what is the Brahmara or wasp here? Brahman. Brahman is comparable to Brahmara, the bee or the wasp. And just as the worm thinks of the wasp all the time. Why? Because of stinging. Here, Brahmara will not sting me, namely Brahman will not sting me, but deliberately when I think of Brahman, invoke the Brahmatvam of mine that becomes prominent in my life. And what is the indication of the prominence of Aham Brahmasmi? Pashyan, Shrinvan, Sprishan, Jigran, Gita 5th chapter, we have already seen this. Even in the worst tragedy, I am not overpowered. Not that I will become emotionless, I will carry on with all the transactions in life. We are not overpowered by situations. That is called Brahma Nishtha. Thus, in these two shlokas, Brahmarakita Nyaya is applied. Shankaracharya says, Sati Shaktaha Naraha. A seeker who is committed to Brahman thought, he literally, it means what? Attracted to Brahman, obsessed with Brahmanishta here. Sati, Sati means Brahman. So Sati, Sati is actually a locative case. Brahmanihi Saktaha. Saktaha means attached. Brahmani Saktaha attached. So, and what does he mean by attachment? Samadhi Abhyasa. If I am attached to someone, how does it express itself? All the time my mind thinks of that object of attachment. If I am attached to Brahman, whenever free time comes, I don't worry about other things. An aspect of Vedanta alone takes hold of my mind. That is attachment. Such a person who is Samadhi Abhyasakaha, Sadbhavam Yati. He attains Brahma Bhavaha, Brahmanishtaha. He does not have any hesitation to say, I am Nitya Muktaha, Aham Brahma Asmi. Even if the whole world does not believe that, he has conviction. That is called Sadbhavam Yati. And how does he achieve? Ekanishtaya, by Samadhi Abhyasa, Brahmanishta, like what? An example is given here. Kitakaha Brahmaram Jayan. As the worm meditates upon the Brahmara, what happens to worm? Brahmatvaya Kalpate. Worm itself becomes a wasp. We also study the four stages of the wasp also, butterflies. First is the seed, then caterpillar, then pupa and all that. Then this is the four ashrama for the butterfly also. And then Jivan Mukta is what? Flying like a colorful butterfly. Attracts everyone. Shloka 359. Kriyantara saktima pasya ketakaha dhyayanna litvam khyalibhavam ruchyatim tataiva yogi paramatma tattvam jyatva samayati tadeka nishtaya. Brahmara Kita Nyaya is explained in first two lines and then the Vedantic situation is talked about. Kitakaha apasya. The worm, kitakaha, it drops all the other preoccupations. Like what? From where did I come? What was my condition earlier? What was my job? Apasya. Gives up all of them. Kriyantara asaktim. Its attachment to or the preoccupation with all other actions, it gives up. Kriyantara means all other actions. And asaktihi, preoccupation, dropping all thoughts. And alitvam jayanna, this worm thinks of the alihi. Alihi means the bee, the wasp. What happens? Alibhavam richyati. Itself becomes a wasp by thinking, meditating upon it constantly. This is the example. In the same way, tatayeva, the obsessed seeker, he spends as much time as possible. Yogi means the meditator, the nididhyasakaha. What does he do? Kriyantara asaktim apasya. That we have to supply here. Allot some time to drop all his personalities. I am not a husband, I am not a wife, I am not father, all that. These are all incidental veshas, not of serious consequence to me at all. After a few years, you know, the story will change. So he says all this. The next generation will remember for a few days also. And that's about it. So we are spending so much time and effort to nourish this ego. Perhaps they may be, our offspring may remember us for maybe, you know, three generations for the sake of Tarpanam. Then who is going to remember this relative world personality at all? Nobody. So yogi apasya drops all future plans. So this is, and this person plans, for example, all the various things one plans for the full year, 2 years and all that thing. But at the end of the day, when the person goes away, all of them are gone. So what do you invoke then? Paramatma tattvam jhatva. When all the stories are over, what remains is the biography-less Atma, which is called Paramatma Tattvam Dhyatva. Samayati. this person becomes Paramatma as it were. And for him, that becomes prominent. Life becomes a drama. Roles should be properly done well enough. No complacency or indifference. But remember, it is only a drama for a few years. All these happens why? Tadeka nishtaya. By samadhi abhyasa. Therefore, practice samadhi abhyasa. That is the teaching. Shloka 360.
Ativa sukshmam paramatma tattvam nastula drishtya pratipattum arhati samadhinatyanta susukshma vrithya jnatavyamayaihi atishuddha buddhibihi.
Shankaracharya says, why for some people the impact of knowledge is not very much during Shravana? Teacher's teaching remains the same. For some people it makes an appeal, for some it does not. Because of insufficient preparation, the vritti takes place in the stula vritti. And so not powerful at all. Vritti takes place, the stula vritti is not powerful. So Shankaracharya says here, paramatma tattvam ativa sukshmam. Paramatma tattvam is ativa sukshmam, extremely subtle. And this Brahman is revealed by the statement what? Tattvamasi. I should receive it as what? I am that. We should not tell the teacher you are that. When I say I am that, what does the word I mean? I should not dwell on the physical or the emotional or the intellectual personality at all, any other personality, but consciousness. But because of some grossness of the intellect, even when he says, I am that, other personalities, they overpower him. All kinds of worries, fatherly worries, husbandly worries, they all come. So, I am, that statement does not have the expected impact. I am that. The Tattvamasi statement does not have the expected impact. This is called the Stula Vritti. Shankaracharya says, Stula Drishtyam Pratipattum Na Arhati. A mind which is preoccupied with any kinds of worries receives the teaching without any impact. Pratipattum na arhati. Stula drishtya. And that is called asadhana chaturshtaya sampannaha. Stula means what here? Either viveka or vairagya or shamadamadi, something is lacking. That's not there. So such people, they require what? They necessarily require samadhi abhyasa by deliberately putting aside all other worries and keep oneself very focused. So samadhina atyanta sukshma vrithya. By the practice of samadhi and the same aham brahmasmi vritti, but not it is sukshma vrithya. Because I have deliberately pushed aside the worries, so Shankaracharya says atyanta sukshma vrithya, by invoking the extremely subtle aham brahmasmi vritti, which is attained by repeating, by that aryehi jnatavyam, by the intelligent seekers, aryehi jnatavyam, the aham brahmasmi has to be internalized, grasped thoroughly, jnatavyam, with ati shuddha buddhibihi, with the help of the pure mind, which has kept aside raga, dvesha and all those. Therefore, practice samadhi or samadhi abhyasam kuru. Shloka 361.
Yata suvarnam putapakashoditam tektva malam svatma gunam samrichyati tata manas sattva rajastato malam dhyanena santyajya sameti tattvam.
So as we mentioned earlier, the purpose of nididhyasana, that is samadhi abhyasa, is to eliminate viparita bhavana. Aham, mama, vasana, all of them. So dehatma bhavana, all has to go. So we are not acquiring new knowledge, but we are only removing the impurity. And since samadhi abhyasa is the form of impurity removal, Shankaracharya, he compares this process to the purification of gold. How is gold purified? It is heated, they take the ore, it is heated in a special crucible. The impurities, all of them, they come to the top as a scum. This process is called, I think, smelting. Then the scum is removed and the gold is pure. And the purity is seen in the shine of gold. And this shine is not a new property for gold, but only the discovery of the natural shine by the elimination of the obstacle, the impurity. Similarly, Jivan Mukti Anubhava, Shanti Anubhava, is not a thing that one has to acquire. But as even the Viparita Bhavana goes away, then we become Jivan Muktaha. Shankaracharya tells, this is in the Atma Bodha also. Shravanadibi Ruddhiptaha, Jnanagni Paritapitaha, Jivaha Sarvamalan Muktaha, Swarnavadyotate Swayam. As the fire, Shravanam, Isatra, they are all fanning like the fire. Here, the Samadhi Abhyasa is the heating process. So we are heating or smelting ourselves in Samadhi Abhyasa. It's a symbolic thing. To remove all kinds of Viparita Bhavana, impurities. Suvarnam Putapaka Sushoditam. Shoditam means purified. In where the Putapakaha, Putam means the crucible. Special vessel that can withstand high temperatures. Putapakaha means the process of heating in the crucible. What happens to Suvarna? Malam Tektva, all the impurities because of which the gold has lost its shine. Those obstacle impurities, Tektva, gold gives up and acquires what? It seemingly acquires the Swatma Gunam Samrichyati. It gains its own original Gunam, Swatma Gunam, shine, which represents Ananda. So here a radiant face that indicates inner Ananda. Tatha, in the same manner, Dhyanena, by the practice of Samadhi Abhyasa, Manaha Malam Santyajya. The mind also drops its impurity. So it is very clear in the shloka that Samadhi Abhyasa is not a new, for a new knowledge or new proof or experience. The expectation is the removal of impurities, santyajya. And what is the malam here? Sattva, rajas, tamo, malam. The three forms of viparita bhavana, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic viparita bhavana are bondages. It was elaborately discussed in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, gunatraya vibhaga yogaha. Sattvic bondage is the notion that I am a jnani, is also a viparita bhavana. How? Jnani means what? He has got knowledge. And knowledge belongs to what? Atma or buddhi? Awareness belongs to Atma. But knowledge born out of pramana, vichara, by the operation of pramana, whatever new knowledge is produced, that produced knowledge is called vritti jnanam. That belongs to where? To buddhi. Belongs to buddhi only because vritti belongs to buddhi. Therefore, jnanam also belongs to vritti, jnanam also belongs to buddhi. So, jnani status also that belongs to buddhi only. I, the atma, am not jnani also. Then, is he an ajnani? No, not an ajnani also. So, jnanitvam is satya adhyasaha. And ajnanitvam is tamo adhyasaha. And kartrutvam is rajaha adhyasaha. The sattva, rajas, tamo, adhyasaha, they are all called malam, impurities, and all are gone. That is what Shankaracharya says in Manisha Panchakam also, Brahmaiva na Brahmavit. He is not even Brahmavit. Then what is he? He is Brahman. The ignorant people look upon him as Brahmavit, the wise people, as Brahman, and having removed these three forms of superimposition, so ignorant people only will see him as a Brahmavit, but the wise person sees him as Brahman himself. So, removing all these superimpositions, Tattvam Sameti, he discovers his own original nature, which is Nirguna Satya Jnana Ananta Brahma Tattvam. Literally, Sameti means he acquires. But acquisition is within quotes also, we should understand. Just as the gold seemingly acquires the shine, really doesn't acquire the shine at all. only the obstacle goes away. Similarly, my acquisition of Brahman is dropping of the notion that I am not Brahman. A brahmatva nivrittihi eva brahmatva prapti rupena upacharyate. Thus, samadhi abhyasa is a purification process only. Shloka 362.
Nirantarabhyasavasatthaditham pakvam mano brahmani liyate tadam tada samadhi savikalpa varjitaha svatodvayananda rasanubhavakaha.
Here Shankaracharya says that the samadhi abhyasa will culminate in nirvikalpaka samadhi only by long and consistent practice. So he says, nirantara abhyasa vasat, because of continuous, consistent, regular practice, also with the support of prarabdham, that is set by Swami Vidyaranya actually in his Panchadashi, we saw it in the last webinar also. So, ittam means in the above manner, in the above mentioned manner, manaha pakvam, the mind becomes a disciplined mind, pakvam. What is that? It is a mind which is able to entertain aham brahmasmi vritti effortlessly. Because of repetition, that vritti becomes effortless without requiring a will, which is called absorption or nirvikalpaka samadhi. As long as will is required, it is called savikalpaka samadhi. Because duality is prominent. So when the effort and the will, when they both recede, the meditator recedes to the background, and meditation as a willful process also recedes, because he doesn't play a prominent role at all. Then what remains is dhyayam, the object alone. So dhatru, dhyane, parityajyam, and karma jayaika gocharam. So we also saw these things earlier. Dhatru dhyane parityajyam karma jayaika gocharam. We saw in Panchadashi in the last webinar. The object of meditation, which is the subject here, that alone remains. And that mind is called pakvam manaha. Absorbed or prepared or the trained mind. Brahmani liyate. That is absorbed in Brahman, its own swarupam. I am not the mind, I am not the thoughts, not even the blankness, but I am the awareness, illuminating the mind, the thoughts and also the blankness. This is called absorption. Even in this absorption, thoughts are very much present. They are called sukshma vritti, because your deliberate will is not used. So, Brahma layam, prapnoti. Question, Brahma layam prapnoti. Tada, at that time of absorption, savikalpa varjitaha samadhihi. One is in nirvikalpa samadhi. Instead of using nirvikalpa, Shankaracharya, he uses the word savikalpa varjitaha. So a person is in nididhya, is nirvikalpaka samadhi, and svataha, in that samadhi, the person is entertaining what? What vritti? The vritti is aham advaya ananda rasaha asmi. It is a state in which a person invokes anubhavakaha. That anubhavakaha, that means invokes. Invoking what? The fact that I am aham advaya ananda rasaha asmi. I am of the nature of advaya ananda rasaha. Rasaha means without the mixture of sorrow. So, dukkha amishrita ananda rupaha asmi. It is that fact I have invoked. I have brought to my mental surface. Such nirvikalpaka samadhi a person remains in. So, we will continue with the discussion in the next webinar. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.